Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here, wherever you are, however you're listening, radio, internet, or whenever you're listening, because I know some of you can listen lots of different times. Not only because you're in a different time zone, maybe you're on the other side of the planet listening on the internet, but also we know that you can time shift with our show. Because of the different ways that you can listen to it on our website or the different times that people take our show, some of the affiliates will take us in different times of the day. In fact, some of them take us in more than one time during the day. They play us one time once when we're live, and then they replay the thing. They love it so much they can't get enough of it. And so they replay it. And a lot of times you'll hear us on the weekend. And that's great. I like that when stations also run us on the weekend. We appreciate that very much. Gene Greisman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate him, too. Gene is one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the world. He's the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By, which happens to be one of my favorite books in the world. And he's also the author of Time Tactics of Very Successful People and a number of other products that he offers to individuals and organizations to help them live more effectively, manage more effectively. He does a lot of keynote speeches. He does a lot of training, a lot of coaching. And he joins us today from one of the beautiful landmarks of the world, the Waldorf Astoria on Park Avenue in New York City. Gene Greisman, welcome back to the show.
I'm glad to be on your show. Thanks.
It's good to have you back, as always. How are things at the Waldorf?
They're great. You and I were talking just before we came on. You've got to tell about the last time you were here and the suite you were in.
Yeah, I was there about a year and a half ago. The last time I stayed there, I was there in the summer, this last summer at an event. But I was there about a year and a half ago, and I was in a suite. And the darn thing was like, I mean, there are a lot of people who raise three children in houses that weren't as big as this suite was. It took me 20 minutes to turn all the lights off, Gene.
I don't have anything that big, but I've got a beautiful room that overlooks Park Avenue and St. Bartholomew's Church, which is just right next door.
Right. Park Avenue is a beautiful byway, and the Waldorf's right there. It's a beautiful hotel. And didn't you have a story you want to tell us about Mr. Hilton?
Yes, indeed. In fact, I tell it in Time Tactics of Very Successful People. Whenever I do executive coaching, I ask the person I'm with to create a dream list, write down on a sheet of paper on 3x5 cards some dreams they would like to accomplish before they leave this planet. And I got the inspiration for that from two or three sources. One from Conrad Hilton, who during the Great Depression, 1929, it was a tough time for him. In fact, people weren't staying in the little hotels he had acquired, and he was just one step ahead of the creditors. How, in fact, in 1931, his creditors were threatening to foreclose on his hotels, and he was actually borrowing money from a bellboy so he could eat. That year, Conrad Hilton came upon a photograph of the Waldorf Hotel with its 6 kitchens, 200 cooks, 500 waiters, 2,000 rooms, its private hospital, private railroad siding. And Hilton clipped that photograph out of a magazine, wrote across it, "The greatest of them all." And he put that photograph under a glass on his desk and kept it before him. As he got out of the Depression, barely, he kept putting that photograph under the glass, under the desks that he was acquiring. And in 1949, Conrad Hilton acquired the Waldorf Astoria, the hotel I'm in right now, which is today still a part of that chain. And so it was a part of a dream list. I think that if in time management, all you use your to-do list for is just to put out fires, you don't accomplish very much. But if on your to-do list you're doing something to move you toward a dream, then life becomes worth living.
So you're saying that as we write down the things that we're going to do today, write down the things that you know you have to do to make it to survive, as you alluded to earlier about Mr. Hilton. But also write down a couple of things that maybe are out in the future, maybe a week or a month or a year or 5 years.
That's exactly right.
When we come back, I'm going to let you tell us a little bit more about that. Gene Griceman, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, and I'm happy to say our good friend, Tony Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Chicago for you there.
I'm so happy.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And 17 Till, did I say that? I think I did. I meant to anyway. Gene Griceman is with us. He's our good friend and the author of Time Tactics of Very Successful People and The Words Lincoln Lived By. And Gene, we need to know where we can find these books, please.
Well, you can get my books and other products, educational and inspirational products, at www.presidentlincoln.com. Presidentlincoln.com. That's my own website.
And they can find your, you've got some CDs there too, don't you? And some,
that's right.
Some DVDs.
And DVDs. Yeah. And also Amazon has a number of my books and other products as well. And bookstores all over the country.
Where are you going to be next portraying Lincoln?
I'm going to be doing it 3 days in Columbus, Ohio next week.
All right.
And then I think the following week I'll be doing it in Baltimore. So these are all for private organizations. I do it for a good number of associations and corporations.
When are you going to be doing a public performance?
Don't have a public one scheduled for a little while, but I'll let you know before I'm going to do.
You keep me posted on that. And one of your goals, Gene, that you wrote down a long time ago, was to do a Lincoln portrayal in the Ford Theater, isn't it?
That is exactly right. I was doing a lot of keynotes as myself, which I still do, and I thought, why don't I create another way to communicate what I've learned about high achievers? And I wrote a one-man play called Lincoln Live. And I started doing it, and I was renting my costume, and I hadn't even invested in one. And I wrote down on a 3x5 card, I will perform Abraham Lincoln at Ford's Theater. I can remember when I decided that I was going to purchase my first outfit, which, you know, a number of years ago was over about $1,500. And I remember I told my daughter, I said I was going to purchase it. She said, don't you think that you ought to rent for a while longer? How's that for self-confidence?
I mean, well, listen, I've got a daughter, too, and she doesn't let me get away with anything.
So in any case, I had that before me as my dream, and I performed at Ford's Theater not once but twice.
Wow.
I think
congratulations.
Writing down your dreams, I don't know if it's mystical, I don't know whether it's psychic or just psychological, that it implants things in your subconscious and you're alert to opportunities. But I believe there's just a lot to writing down your dreams.
Well, Gene, if you predecease me, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to become a Gene Griceman portrayer. I think that's going to
be
one of my
Lincoln?
One of my go. No, I'm going to be you.
Oh.
I'm going to portray you around the world.
What a nice compliment.
Okay, I'm with you, and I think this is an excellent exercise, Gene. Folks, as we think about the things that you know, some of us have help finding out what we need to do today and what we need to do this week. Sometimes people who work with us will walk in and hand us a list, and they'll say, "Okay, this is what you got to do today," or "This is what you got to do this week," or "These are the projects," or you have a meeting and all of your folks agree that these are the things that have to be done, and okay, here's 20 things that have to be done, and we're going to do these 15, and boss, you're going to do those 5.
Yeah.
So somebody prepares that list for you down at the bottom, maybe at the top or on the side or somewhere. Scratch in there something that you think needs to be done that's not chomping at you right now, that's not nipping at your heels, that's not about to take you down, something that will that is more long term. And it doesn't have to be like 5 years long term, does it, Gene? It could be 30 days long term.
Yes. And I think some 5 years will help too. For example, it might be that you're going to have a cabin in the mountains or a yacht. Are you going to start a foundation? Or in your business, you're going to have a new product on the market 2 years from now that you've been dreaming about, mm-hmm. or a new service. And write that down. And at least every week, do something that moves you toward that dream.
Well, and you know what, Gene? One of the reasons why I'm glad you wanted to talk about this is because one of my things that I'm trying to eradicate all around me, where as far out as I can make it radiate, is to eliminate crisis management.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the more people will do what you said, and who will continue to write these things down, I think what they'll find out is over time. Now, I don't know if that's over a week or over 5 years. But if they'll do what you just said, over time, what they'll notice is their list has more things on it that are not about to take them down. They'll notice that their list is more about, you know, if they've got 20 things on their list, only 3 or 4 of them are things that have to be done today or tomorrow, and the rest of them are things that can be done over the next few days or weeks, because in this kind of planning you're talking about, it's automatic that it eliminates crisis management.
I agree, and it also will take care of mistakes that you make.
Sorry.
I make a distinction between tactics and strategy. Tactics asks, how can I save time? Strategy asks, what do I save time for?
Say that again. Say that again, Gene.
Pardon?
Say that again.
Yeah.
Tell you what, hold on to that thought. I want you to, that's too important not to repeat. And I want you to, folks, this will be on the test, by the way, folks. So you want to write this down. Get your pen and papers ready and put your fingers to keyboards. You're going to want to write this down. Gene Greisman and I will be right back, and he's going to have something very noteworthy and memorable when we come back after these messages. 10 till. Stay with us.
Money, 2 for the show, 3 to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I see all those toes tapping out there. You like that song, don't you? Yeah, that's a classic. Carl Perkins. All the way back to I won't say how far back that is. Gene Greisman's too young. He doesn't remember that song. But do you, Gene?
No, I'm as old as Lincoln.
Speaking of which, folks, Gene, in about 5 weeks or so, maybe a little more than 5 weeks, we'll be celebrating Mr. Lincoln's birthday.
Yeah.
And I hope that as you have done for the last several years, that you'll ask him to join us.
It'll be
on the show.
I'll speak to him. I think that when he knows who it is, he'll be there.
Well,
you want me to tell that what we promised?
I want you to come back to that. Before we do, folks, I want you to know that Gene has brought Mr. Lincoln to the show many, many years in a row now. And so, Gene, I'm looking forward to that. Okay, now, folks, this
is... You know
is
what the advantage of being as old as I am is?
What?
No peer pressure.
That's a good one. Yeah, a friend of mine said he got so old he had to keep redrafting his pallbearers list. They all kept dying before him. But anyway, you were going to say something. I want you to repeat something, folks.
Yes,
this is very important. The difference between tactics and strategies.
Yes, tactics ask the question, how can I save time? Strategy asks the question, what do I save time for? I tell in my coaching and in my seminars, I can give you 300 ways to save time. But then you just become an automaton.
Right.
Just trying to become more and more efficient, but what for? The dream list helps you decide what you save time for. And that's terribly important in life.
So should we come up with a two-column list?
Well, I think that what I like to do for your dream list is put you a dream on a 3x5 card. Each card has a dream.
One of your dreams was to portray Lincoln at the Ford
that's
Theater.
Right. And then in your daily to-do list, I actually do two to-do lists. I blue sky everything that I possibly could do in a day, and then from that blue sky to-do list, I create a must list, which sometime I can tell you how I learned to do that. I learned that from Mary Kay, as in Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Uh-huh.
And I extract a must list every night before the light goes out of what I must do the next day. And I try to put something on my must list that moves me toward a dream, at least one item.
So basically, what you have in front of you are the things that you must do to keep life and limb together, to make sure that the basic things that we all have to do. But then you make sure there's at least one thing that's in there for you.
That's right. I agree. That's my strategy. By the way, if they'd like to find I'll give you another name drop. Lou Holtz.
Yeah.
First started his
great football coach.
Created a dream list with over 110 items on it, and if you want to see his dream list, if your listeners do a Google search, type in Lou Holtz HOLTZ, dream list, and up will come his dream list.
Hmm. I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yeah.
I've admired him for a long time. I remember seeing him when wasn't he with Minnesota? Wasn't that his?
He was at Minnesota. Yeah,
before he went to Arkansas. Yeah.
When he went to South Carolina as assistant coach, and his head coach got fired, and he created his dream list, showed it to his wife. She said, "That's a great dream list, like having his own team and
right.
being undefeated and all the rest." She said, "But there's one thing on your list that's not there." He said, "What's that?" She said, "Find a job."
he was thinking future, and she was thinking bread on the table, wasn't she?
But you know, here's the point. If you have a good strategy, if your strategy is good, you can make tactical errors.
Mm-hmm. Gene, would you say what you said earlier, the definition of tactics and strategy?
Yes, tactics asks, how can I save time? Strategy, what do I save time for?
I think that's going to be an aha moment for some folks out there, folks. Gene, and I know one thing, it helped me too. Thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time, please.
www.presidentlincoln.com.
Thank you, Gene, for being here, and I'm looking forward to having you back when you bring the president back with you.
Yeah, it'll be a pleasure.
Have a great time. Give my regards to Broadway while you're there, Gene.
I will do it.
See ya. Gene Griceman, ladies and gentlemen, as you can tell, he is the best. Quick break. I'm going to be back on the other side of the news. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.